Hi, this is David McGilvery. It's on the evening of the 28th of July, first day of the Olympics true. I'm here with Matt Frew and we're at Potter's Field, which is a mini live site, more of what we might see as a public viewing area, just next to Tower Bridge. You want to maybe explain a little bit, Matt, about the difference between where we've just come from at Hyde Park and then walk through sort of central London and then we come to here?
I think the key thing that we are struck with as soon as we come in is the informality of this space. It's a very small patch of greenery. It sits a bit beyond the hustle and the bustle and the shadow of Tower Bridge, as we see in the Olympic rings. But really straight away you can see people are bringing in picnics, there's families here, there's young couples, there's little groups of teenagers, they're playing table tennis. It's far more relaxed, it seems very informal, far more casual than Hyde Park, which was really busy. It was really definitely packaged, definitely corralled, far more contained and seriously branded. So really interesting.
I mean, what's been noticeable to me, I just kind of had a little wander around the space, is that at Hyde Park you had the kind of usual stalls there, you had the usual foodstuffs, you had major sponsors, Cadbury's, for example, with vans everywhere selling their wares and doing much more experiential forms of consumption. You come here, as I said, it's very informal, but the sort of foodstuffs that are being provided here are all, none of them are major brands. They're nowhere here. So it does seem to me that's a very deliberate attempt in this space to make it seem completely different. So I heard someone just talking down there saying, you know, this is really nice, isn't it? This is so much calmer. And the guy he was speaking to saying, well, actually, you go over to Hyde Park, it's razzmatazz, it's big scale. He says it's just kind of a little bit commercial. Whereas here you've got Lebanese food, you've got food from Egypt, you've got a variety of kind of, I guess, much more multicultural feel about it, which, again, may well be a kind of part of the strategy.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting is as we look here right now, there's people passing by. Basically, it's just a blue barrier. They can actually look over into the field space. So the place is really bouncing with people coming all around, to the left, to the right, behind, in front. And then there's this little enclave of greenery, as we're seeing. And it's really unusual. It just seems to sit here. And even people are looking in, and they obviously decide, hey, let's go in there.
Yeah, what's very marked is that we talked earlier a little bit about other spaces being very securitized, very, very much like walking into a formal venue. Here, you do feel that you can just walk in off the street. The security was very low. No one actually stopped us. No one checked our bags. There's a note indicating what you should or shouldn't take in, but it's almost just an extended part of just walking through central London with us, happens to have a screen here. It'll be interesting to see what happens when you actually get a larger event on and some big issues as to whether it becomes a little bit more contained. But as I say, I think it's got a really nice feel to it. And it just kind of emphasises the kind of different structures of live sites.
Yeah.
You know, because clearly the corporate sponsors, the major sports or family, have invested significantly in being able to have a captive audience in the main live site spaces, the Hyde Park, for example, and that's worth a lot to them. This is not probably that space. They haven't invested in it.
And the strange thing is when we've done other audio booths, is people have actually noted that to us. It's the atmosphere, the chilled and stuff, the collective coming together and co-creating the experience itself within the backdrop, if you like, of the games themselves. And this seems to be more of that kind of feel, because it's definitely more packaged and contained, as we say, at the bigger, you know, more razzmatazz live sites.
And later on, we're going to go to Victoria Park and sort of get a sense of what that one looks like, and perhaps also out to Wimbledon, and perhaps also the Olympic Park. Okay, ciao.